At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us today is Denny Barrick, a member of the Iowa Falls Fire Department, a member of there for nearly 40 years. We're going to be talking about today. We got a news tip here earlier this week that Iowa Falls Fire Department donated $5,000 toward the Iowa Firefighters Memorial in Coralville. And Denny, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Yep, I'm glad to be here. So
Denny, can you explain that donation? You're telling me off air already what that was all about. Just kind of explain to our audience what that was all about here.
The Iowa Firefighters, of course, is raising, you know, $300,000 to add to the memorial wall, and they're asking for donations. So what we did here on the Iowa Falls Fire Department was donate $5,000 towards that memorial, and what it was for was to honor and thank all the other towns for their help and participation when we had the convention here for 3 years in a row, and there's a lot of other towns that helped us get things ready as far as setting up the campgrounds and a bunch of stuff like that. And then we had other people that, man, like our tent where people came in and that and helped us sign in campers and just a lot of other people that, you know, help us get started with it. So,
and that's awesome. And that Firefighters Memorial, they're going towards a project looking at a wall expansion project, I understand.
Right. It's their third addition to that memorial is what that is. You know, they've started out a number of years ago, and they're up to putting a third wall up because of all the members that, you know, that have passed away in the past, then they can have their name on the wall. So
very neat to see, and I should give a plug for that. The memorial is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can send any fundraising donation to Iowa Firefighters Memorial. Checks payable to Iowa Firefighters Memorial Wall Expansion Project. That's Iowa Firefighters Memorial, P.O. Box 7, Traer, Iowa, 50675. Again, we're joined by Denny Barrick, member of the Iowa Falls Fire Department. Now, this week, as they know, is Fire Safety Week. Denny, first and foremost, how long have you been a member of the Iowa Falls Fire Department?
I've been here for 38 years now.
38 years. So you've probably seen a lot of stuff going on throughout the years, but obviously before this past weekend's rain, the fields were getting awfully dry. I know around here in Franklin County, even Harding County too, there were calls out to, you know, combine fires, whether big or small, but it's that time of year where it's windy, there's dry debris flying around, the farmers really need to take note of, watch out for their surroundings. Fires can spread real quickly, I guess.
Yes, it is. And, you know, especially like last Saturday with the wind we had blowing out, I know we went over mutual aid with Ackley that they had a fire over there. And, you know, we've had two or three fires actually, you know, nothing that was really large, but lucky enough we got two or got called ahead of time before it got far out and got it contained. So
you guys have not seen a total loss anyway for like a farmer's combine here this year?
Not yet. Not yet. We haven't, thank God. So
knock on wood there. How many members do you guys have right now in the Iowa Falls Fire Department to maybe put you on the spot here, Denny?
Yeah, 34 is what we have. The roster, we can't have 40, and we've got 34 on right now.
So as it relates to Fire Safety Week, I know people have fundraisers, fire departments have fundraisers anyway, going towards projects or maybe equipment. How are you guys as it relates to equipment there in Iowa Falls? You guys doing pretty good looking at a purchase here down the road?
We are looking at purchase down the road. You know, we've always got, we got some trucks that are, or one truck in particular that is going to have to be replaced in 2 years, so we're starting to look at that. A lot of the equipment we've been fortunate enough to get donations for, and, you know, we just try to keep up with the modern technology. Like our latest was we got some battery operator Hurst tools and, you know, a bunch of radios so we can talk to other counties because of the radio system with the different links in that or different, it's hard to talk back and forth once in a while.
So over 30 members you have there, always looking for more volunteers, though, because City of Iowa Falls, you know, you're well over 4,000 people, so probably always looking for more volunteers if you can.
That's correct, yes.
You're joined by Denny Barrick, member of the Iowa Falls Fire Department. Again, we should mention they did make a donation to the Iowa Firefighters Memorial Wall Expansion Project. That memorial is in Coralville, and again, project costs $300,000. They've raised nearly half of that already, so it's a great memorial they have there. I anticipate that the construction will begin in the fall of 25 here, or in the summer of 26, so great to see that. And Denny, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add about that donation, or it's Fire Prevention Week, always good to leave a tip or two, I guess, for, and not just farmers, I guess, too, but it can happen anywhere in the home, things like that. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just farmers, you know, keep your combine clean and make sure you're watching for fires, and also we are in Fire Prevention Week, so make sure everybody's testing your smoke detectors.
Very true. Change that battery. So, Denny, thanks a lot for joining us, and hopefully we can talk down the road.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's Denny Barrick, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.